The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various websites and blindness-related organizations. First up, from ACB.org, Bookshare membership offer for American Council of the Blind members posted December 22, 2025. Bookshare is honored to announce a membership offer for American Council of the Blind members. First-time Bookshare members can join Bookshare for 30% off an annual membership. Existing Bookshare members can renew for 20% off their annual membership. Bookshare is free for ACB members who are students, includes all ages and levels from elementary to college. First-time Bookshare members sign up online at this hot link. When signing up online, you must submit proof of disability. Once your proof of disability has been approved, use promo code ACBNEW30 when adding your subscription, and your discount will be reflected in your payment. Renewing Bookshare members, log into your account at this hot link and go to My Account, then Subscription. Use promo code ACBRENEW20 to renew at the discounted price. Also at ACB.org, Scott Thornhill has released the American Council of the Blind response to federal action weakening the Randolph-Shepard Act priority. His contact info is 202-559-2040. You can email sthornhill at acb.org. American Council of the Blind responds to federal action weakening Randolph-Shepard Act priority. Dateline Alexandria, Virginia. The American Council of the Blind, ACB, strongly opposes recent federal action that limits how the Randolph-Shepard Act's longstanding priority for blind vendors is applied to Army dining facility contracts. This change threatens a proven pathway to economic opportunity for people who are blind or have low vision. Under a new notice published in the Federal Register, Department of the Army Dining Facilities will no longer apply the Randolph-Shepard Blind Vendor Priority when awarding new contracts. This shift could significantly affect blind entrepreneurs who operate food service and vending facilities on Army installations across the country. ACB strongly supports our affiliate, Randolph-Shepard Vendors of America, and the Randolph-Shepard Program as vital engines of economic opportunity and independence for people who are blind, said Scott Thornhill, Executive Director of the American Council of the Blind. Diminishing these opportunities undermines decades of bipartisan commitment to self-employment and independence for people who are blind or have low vision. ACB will continue working with our partners and policymakers to defend and strengthen the Randolph-Shepard Program. Since the Randolph-Shepard Act was enacted, thousands of blind individuals have successfully launched and operated businesses in federal facilities, including on military bases. ACB firmly rejects any suggestion that qualified blind vendors operating dining facilities on Army installations negatively affect American service members. For more information on the Department of Education's action, access the Federal Register notice at https://www.federalregister.gov/documents/2025/23/2025-2371/34-CFR-Part-395-Limitation-of-the-Randolph-Shepard-2Ps-Vending-Facility-Program-Priority-4-The. AFB has a new trustee at afb.org. NIU Professor Stacy Kelly joins AFB Board of Trustees. Contact Tony Stevens, STEPHENS, Assistant Vice President of Communications, at 212-502-7627 or email tstephens@afb.org. Dateline Arlington, Virginia, December 8th. The American Foundation for the Blind, AFB, announces Dr. Stacy Kelly, STACYKELLY, Professor at Northern Illinois University, will join the AFB Board of Trustees. Dr. Kelly, who leads the Visual Disabilities Program at NIU, brings two decades of experience as one of the nation's leading scholars and practitioners in the education and rehabilitation of people who are blind or have low vision. We're excited that Dr. Kelly has joined AFB's board, offering her deep knowledge and leadership on the most pressing issues facing our community today, said Eric Bridges, AFB President and CEO. Stacy has long been a strong supporter of AFB's research and programs, and we are honored that she shall be a trusted compass as we continue to strive toward creating a world of endless possibilities for people who are blind or have low vision. Dr. Kelly completed her doctoral degree in the area of visual disabilities at NIU as a National Center for Leadership in Visual Impairment, NCLVI, doctoral fellow. Before coming to NIU and working as a faculty member in higher education, she worked as a disability policy researcher for AFB in Washington, D.C. Additionally, Stacy has taught students who were blind or visually impaired as a teacher of students with visual impairments, TVI, in the metropolitan Chicago area. She is also a certified orientation and mobility specialist, COMS, and a certified school administrator. Throughout her career, she has published over 100 works on blindness and visual disability and given over 100 presentations at national and regional conferences and symposiums. She has been appointed as the founding co-chair of the Assistive Technology Certification Subject Matter Expert, SME, working group by the Academy for Certification of Vision Rehabilitation and Education Professionals, ACVREP. She has served on the ACVREP Board of Directors, representing both the Certified Assistive Technology Instructional Specialist for People with Visual Impairments, CADIS, and COMS areas of certification. Dr. Kelly also serves as associate editor for both the Journal of Visual Impairment and Blindness, JVIB, and the new REVIEW, that's REVIEW, a journal of the Association for Education and Rehabilitation of the Blind and Visually Impaired, AER. Founded in 1921, the American Foundation for the Blind creates equal opportunities and expands the possibilities for people who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision through advocacy, thought leadership, and strategic partnerships. AFB publishes the Journal of Visual Impairment and Blindness, JVIB, and is the proud steward of the Helen Keller Archive, available at helenkellerarchive.afb.org. The next piece from nfb.org is long, but is quite important. From the president's desk, the Federation shares pressing concerns with Vispero's CEO. One of the responsibilities I have as president of the National Federation of the Blind is to develop relationships with the executives of organizations and corporations whose work has an effect on blind people. Sometimes these are within the blindness field, but often they are companies who do not regularly work with blind people. Vispero is one of the major companies within the blindness field whose products have a wide reach and whose relationship with the community of blind people is critical. In my time as president of the Federation, I have worked with three previous CEOs of the company. Recently, I have begun building a relationship with the newest CEO, Ms. Rhonda Bassett Spears, BASSETT-SPIERS. Frequently, these relationships are built in private meetings where I help people understand the nature of the Federation. We are different from the many agencies for the blind that they tend to interact with. And I strive to help new leaders know that the Federation will always give them the straight story from blind people, whether they like it or not. It is extremely unusual for me to publish correspondence between a new CEO and myself on behalf of this Federation after only a couple of months. However, the extreme concern from Federation members caused me to act swiftly to ensure that good information was out in the public. For context, we knew that a new CEO was coming to Vispero. Bob Seminara shared with me months before our 2025 National Convention that he would be retiring. I should interject here that in late November, I learned that Mr. Seminara passed away. He was a strong supporter of the organized blind movement, believed deeply in the products of his company, and trusted the wisdom of the community. Our hearts go out to his friends and family. One of the last things I undertook with Bob was to make sure that the company got Glenn Gordon to present at our convention and to our annual banquet so that we could give Glenn our Kenneth Jernigan Award. We shared the 2025 convention presentation given by Glenn Gordon and Ryan Jones of Vispero in the November 2025 issue of the Braille Monitor. In acknowledging Glenn's tremendous contributions over 30 years, none of us could have foreseen that he would resign from the company only 3 months later. And there has been even more concerning news. Convention attendees and readers will remember that a new feature, AI Page Explorer, was demonstrated in a video, and the audience was told that this feature would be part of FS, Freedom Scientific, Companion, beginning in the fall. But upon release, this feature is not part of FS Companion and is only available with more expensive JAWS licenses. It is specifically excluded from the most affordable license, JAWS Home Annual. We are now told that it was intended all along for professional and academic environments, but it was demonstrated using the website dedicated to the restaurants at the New Orleans Marriott, suggesting it was intended for general use. These and other concerns finally got to the point that I felt we needed to clearly document our concerns and share them directly with Ms. Bassett Spears. She wrote back to me fairly quickly. I had intended to use these correspondence to do a more personal interview with her myself for our Access On podcast. However, after her reply, she canceled the podcast interview, suggesting that we defer meeting until early in the new year. The extreme level of concern among Federation members causes me to release these correspondence, as blind people deserve straight answers. We will continue to work to build an executive-level relationship and to hold Vispero accountable to its loyal blind customers. Here are the correspondence from November 2025. November 7, sent by email. Dear Ms. Bassett Spears, as you know, the National Federation of the Blind is the nation's transformative organization of blind people, with affiliates in every state as well as the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. As the voice of the nation's blind, we have a duty to alert those who offer products and services to us when there is a groundswell of concern. This is the commitment I have also made to you in the two one-on-one conversations we have held. The following feedback from many of our members who are raising new issues almost daily, I feel compelled to formally convey to you a series of pressing concerns regarding the Sparrow's direction and engagement. As the producer of JAWS, Zoom Tasks, and Fusion, Vispero impacts the daily lives and opportunities of millions of blind individuals across the United States and worldwide. With this influence comes a profound responsibility to prioritize the needs, aspirations, and leadership of those you serve. Pricing and licensing changes. While we appreciate that Vispero must operate in a manner that ensures ongoing commercial viability, we are concerned by the limited and unclear communication around recent changes to JAWS licensing models and pricing structures. These changes have generated significant confusion, anxiety, and frustration worldwide. The temporary removal of the home annual license option from the website, reversed only after public backlash, created unnecessary alarm. This decision led many to believe that a product they use daily was suddenly out of their financial reach. We urge Vispero to provide a clear explanation of the new pricing options and to show respect for its loyal customers by explaining clearly why these changes are necessary. Erosion of home annual license functionality. We are disappointed that JAWS Home Annual license holders have been excluded from the new Page Explorer feature. Vispero highlighted this feature at our recent national convention in July, valuing it sufficiently to produce a video demonstrating the new functionality. It was marketed at that time as an addition to FS Companion. At no time was there any mention that Vispero would create different tiers of JAWS users when it came to cutting-edge AI tools. When the home annual license was introduced in 2018, the National Federation of the Blind applauded the move. We believed it worked for everyone. The unemployment rate among blind people is far too high. The JAWS home annual license allows those who do not qualify for funding to use JAWS at a price they can afford. They can become familiar with the product, which in turn improves employment prospects. When an annual home license user finds work, Vispero benefits when an appropriate license is purchased for the blind person's workplace. This program has been an investment in the capacity building of blind people. Depriving annual home license customers who have paid in good faith of new core features is a concerning new policy that changes the implicit social contract of this license. We call upon you to reconsider this decision and make Page Explorer, along with future AI features, available to this category of users. The Sparrow account. In the United States, JAWS 2026 requires users to create and sign into a Vispero account. If it eventually becomes possible for customers to return authorizations when upgrading computers and share settings across devices, then users will benefit from this change. However, we are also hearing concerns. Many of these may be addressed with clear, transparent, respectful communication. Some JAWS users are concerned about the amount of data being collected, such as the name of a person's employer. We seek assurance that all data Vispero is collecting is actually necessary for the operation of JAWS, and that users are not being required to provide marketing data, which should be optional, in order to use their screen reader. Additionally, there are concerns about whether a cloud outage, such as that which affected Amazon Web Services in October, may disrupt JAWS if ongoing use requires verification that users are logged in. We seek further clarity and assurance on these issues. Technical support. We are hearing from members that Vispero is no longer accepting technical support requests via email. While we appreciate that requiring users to submit a web form may aid Vispero through the mandatory provision of information that can help the technical support process, email is a ubiquitous medium. Even those who have access to older note-taker products, whose JAWS may not be working at all, can submit a written technical support request via email. We invite you to reconsider this decision. Blind leadership. We are concerned by the apparent decline in blind leadership at Vispero that has recently occurred. We believe that one of the reasons JAWS has become the dominant product in the screen reader industry is that the original company that developed JAWS, Henter Joyce, Henter-Joyce, was founded by a blind person. There were always capable blind people who were users of the product in key positions. This allowed those blind people to mentor people who are not blind but who possess the values and curiosity to be successful. In recent days, we learned of the departure of Glenn Gordon. Glenn is a giant in this industry who developed many of the paradigms that all graphical screen readers subsequently adopted. Marking the 30th anniversary of JAWS for Windows, we honored Glenn's contribution at this year's National Convention of the National Federation of the Blind in New Orleans by giving him the prestigious Kenneth Jernigan Award for his outstanding contributions. The fact that Glenn felt he must resign from the company, not because he wished to retire, but because of a perceived incompatibility of values, is of serious concern and one we would expect would cause considerable reflection about the company's direction. We also note that other blind people in leadership roles have been redeployed into positions that appear to have less direct influence on the products and services blind people use. We are concerned that these changes will result in Vispero making decisions that are not informed by the knowledge and lived experience of blind people. The National Federation of the Blind proudly supports and indeed insists that blind people help direct the products and services intended for our use. However, multiple recent developments are creating an increasing disconnect between leadership and the people the company exists to serve. We are here to help. It is our hope that Vispero and the National Federation of the Blind can continue to be trusted partners. We remain uniquely placed to provide constructive advice based on the views of our extensive membership across the nation. We encourage you to engage with these concerns in a spirit of partnership and urgency. We request a comprehensive public response to the issues outlined above and a commitment to ongoing dialogue with the organized blind movement. Your leadership presents an opportunity to set a new standard for access, accountability, and inclusion. We urge you to seize it. I look forward to your prompt and substantive reply. Dateline November 10th, 2025, by email. Dear Mark, thank you for your thoughtful and comprehensive letter. I greatly appreciate the time and care the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, has taken to share these concerns and perspectives. The NFB plays a critical role in representing the voice and lived experience of the blind community. We value the open dialogue we've established through our past conversations and ongoing collaboration. At the Sparrow, our purpose is to empower to individuals who are blind or have low vision to achieve independence and access opportunities. We recognize that fulfilling this mission requires transparency, accountability, and close partnership with organizations like the NFB to ensure our decisions reflect the needs and lived experiences of the community we serve. We take the feedback outlined in your message very seriously. The issues you've raised regarding pricing and licensing clarity, feature access, account functionality, data privacy, technical support of accessibility, and blind leadership within the Sparrow directly address areas that are core to our mission and values. I'd like to address each of your points individually to provide background and context. Pricing and licensing. We recognize the importance of affordability and clarity to the communities we serve. For many users, the home annual license has been a bridge to independence, education, and employment. In 2018, when the home annual license was launched, the subscription price for JAWS was $90 per year. The price was increased by 5% in 2021 to $95 and again in 2025 by 10% to $104.5. This represents just two price increases over an eight-year period. The home annual license remains central to our mission to keep JAWS accessible and affordable. Despite not being profitable, we continue to offer it because it aligns with our mission to support the blind and low vision community and to ensure individuals have affordable access to JAWS for personal use. Earlier this year, we removed the home annual license option from our website, requiring our loyal customers to contact us directly to make a purchase. This decision was made after discovering that several businesses were purchasing this lower-cost license rather than true home users. While we recognize this may create a minor inconvenience, the process helps ensure that the product remains available to the individuals for whom it was designed. To support this change, we also published a blog post that explains the different licensing options and helps customers select the right product for their needs. I'd be happy to share this link if you would like. I'd like to reaffirm that the home annual license remains a core offering for Vispero. Going forward, any updates to pricing or licensing will be communicated clearly and collaboratively. We welcome NFB's feedback as part of this process. Feature Access and AI Page Explorer. I understand and appreciate the community's disappointment regarding the exclusion of AI Page Explorer from the home annual subscription. We intended to design this specific feature for the professional and academic environments, where users frequently engage with complex data-rich systems. However, we also recognize that innovation should never feel like exclusion. We are actively reviewing how to make AI-driven functionality more broadly available, and we have many new capabilities planned for release across our product portfolio in 2026. As I mentioned in our recent conversation, we would like to work closely with the NFB and other community representatives early in our development cycle to gather feedback and ensure our innovation plans align with the user needs. To that end, I reached out to Beth Braun, Chief of Staff for the National Federation of the Blind, Friday, November 7th, to schedule a call with you and your CTO to review our product strategy and gather your input. As a company, we will not always offer identical functionality across all product tiers. However, we are committed to providing upgrade paths where possible. We have always listened to and responded to customers who contact us with specific needs. Vispero account and data privacy. The new Vispero account was introduced to strengthen our connection with users and create a more unified experience. By enabling registration, we can simplify license management, cross-device personalization, and lay the foundation for future AI-driven features that adapt to individual user preferences. We also share the concern about data collection and want to assure users that only information essential to software functionality is required. We will be publishing a clearer explanation of what data is collected, why, and how it is protected. We also share your concern about reliability. We are designing the system so that temporary cloud outages will not disrupt product access, and we will provide additional transparency on these safeguards. Technical support access. We appreciate the feedback regarding the transition away from email-based technical support. Currently, only about 7% of customers use email to contact our support team, with the majority choosing to call and speak directly with one of our fully staffed technical support representatives who can address issues immediately. We implemented the web form to help capture key details up front and enable our team to respond more efficiently. However, we fully recognize that accessibility must always come first. For users who require immediate assistance or who may find the web form difficult to access, our call center remains available to provide direct support. Our goal is to ensure that every customer, regardless of circumstance or technology access, has a reliable and responsive way to reach our team. The call center remains our primary channel for achieving this level of service. Blank leadership and representation. We share your deep appreciation for the extraordinary contributions of leaders such as Glenn Gordon and for the generations of blind professionals who have shaped JAWS and other Vispero products. Blind leadership and lived experience remain fundamental to our innovation model. While some roles have evolved as part of our broader organizational transformation, we reaffirm our commitment to ensuring that blind professionals continue to have a meaningful influence across our product, research, and customer experience teams. As reflected on our website, our leadership team includes two members of the blind community, Matt Atter, A-T-E-R, and Ryan Jones, who both play critical roles in shaping the company's strategy, direction, and user engagement. Their expertise and advocacy continue to strengthen our organization, ensuring that our decisions reflect the perspectives of the communities we serve. Looking ahead, we plan to expand our formal engagement with blind advisors, advocates, and users through ongoing listening sessions and advisory panels. We would greatly value the NFB's partnership in this effort. We have developed a community outreach and engagement strategy to build stronger, more direct connections between Vispero and the community, and I would welcome the opportunity to review our plans with you to gather your feedback and insights. Additionally, as we discussed on our call, I would greatly appreciate any recommendations you may have to help Vispero as we continue our efforts to recruit and hire blind engineers. Looking forward, a more collaborative partnership. As I mentioned when we met, I want to and am committed to working differently together, proactively rather than reactively. That means inviting NFB's input earlier in Vispero's product planning cycles, hosting regular briefings to discuss upcoming updates and feature roadmaps, partnering on communication to the broader community when changes are on the horizon. Our goal is to ensure that the voices of blind users help shape every stage of development and that communication around change is clear, respectful, and transparent. We are proud of our shared mission to empower people who are blind or have low vision through technology. As we integrate AI and next-generation tools into JAWS, Zoom Text, and Fusion, our vision remains constant to ensure every user has the independence, confidence, and opportunity they deserve. Thank you again for your partnership and for holding us to the high standards we strive to meet. We look forward to continuing this conversation and working more closely with the National Federation of the Blind to ensure Vispero's innovation and always advances accessibility for all. Signed, with warm regards, Rhonda Bassett Spears, Chief Executive Officer of Vispero, V-I-S-P-E-R-O. And with that, I am out of time for this week's reading of Vision News. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next week. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. I didn't have time to read the descriptions of Freedom Scientific's post on what's new in JAWS 2026, but that will be next week. All right. Happy New Year.